You're listening to Vatican Radio. Pope Francis is meeting with the Coptic Orthodox leader Pope Tewodros in Cairo on Friday will be an important sign of solidarity with Christians who suffer and die for their faith. That's the view of Monsignor Gabriel Quicke, who heads the Office for Dialogue with the Oriental Orthodox Churches at the Vatican's Council for Christian Unity. Last week, he accompanied Cardinal Kurt Koch and Pope Francis's private secretary to Egypt with a personal message of condolences in the wake of two bomb attacks on churches in Alexandria and Tanta. The twin attacks on Palm Sunday, claimed by so-called Islamic State militants, left at least 45 people dead and dozens of others injured. Monsignor Quicke says the Coptic Pope was deeply touched by that sign of spiritual attention and closeness to the suffering Coptic communities. He told me that Pope Francis's encounter with Tewodros will be an important continuation of the ecumenical path towards full and visible unity of the churches. Father Gabriel, you accompanied Cardinal Koch a week ago in the wake of those terror attacks on Palm Sunday. Tell us, first of all, the message that you took with you and who you met with.
Yes, as it was in the past when the 21 Coptic Christians were beheaded at the Libyan coast, the Coptic bishop from Italy, His Excellency Monsieur Barnaba, asked me if the Holy Father would give a message encouraging the Coptic Church and also a message of solidarity. So now something similar happened. The Holy Father asked His Eminence Cardinal Koch, his private secretary, and since I'm responsible for the dialogue with the Oriental Orthodox Churches, I had the opportunity to accompany Cardinal Koch to Egypt. Everything had to be prepared very abruptly with these terrible attacks on Sunday, Palm Sunday. So we left Monday evening, and really it was only a visit to Pope Tewodros because we arrived 9:30 at the airport of Cairo. We stayed the night in the Apostolic Nunciature, and then the early morning we traveled to the residence of the Coptic Pope close to Alexandria.
He had been inside the church at the time of the bombing, hadn't he?
Yes, and we had understood that the attack was against him, but it was a tragedy for all those who passed away, but the life of the Pope was not in danger.
What was the message that you took from Pope
Francis? Firstly, the Pope asked the Cardinal to convey his condolences for the attacks and all those who died, to express his condolences and his solidarity and his closeness, his spiritual closeness in prayer, in heart and mind, and that he is taking all the sadness in his heart and his prayer, and that also that he wanted to express his closeness, to be ready to help the Coptic Church there where it is possible. Directly we were received by Pope Tewodros. Afterwards, we had to run to the airport. So he asked us, because he was he was touched emotionally, heartfully touched by that sign of spiritual attention. Then the Pope answered to give a sign of gratitude to Pope Francis and also to express his closeness as well, because when they were here together in Rome, they promised one another to pray for one another every day.
Pope Francis talks a lot about the martyrs, these Coptic Christians who have been murdered so brutally, and the possibility of seeing in them an important sign for the ecumenical dialogue between the churches.
Yes, we referred to the visits that Pope Tewodros did to Rome, and I remember very well after the speech, the address of Pope Tewodros, Pope Francis answered. And so Pope Tewodros spoke now in Arabic, and I could recognize the Arabic expression, al-maskoniya bidam, so ecumenism of blood. And he repeated again that he will never forget the first time he heard that expression. Also later, Pope Francis repeated at the occasion of the beheading of the 21 Coptic Christians at the Libyan coast, referring to the persecution, he said, when they are persecuted, they are not persecuted because they are Orthodox, because they are Copts, or because they are Anglicans. No, they are persecuted because they are Christians. And then he refers to the expression of Tertullian in the past. As the blood of the martyrs became the seed for the Christians, the growing of the church, at the same time, the blood of the martyrs become the seed nowadays for unity of Christians.
There are those who would like these martyrs to be recognized more broadly as martyrs for the whole of Christianity, martyrs for the Catholic Church as well.
Yes, yes. Well, in fact, they are, let us say, recognized through our prayers, because, as I told you, the two popes pray for one another every day. And there is also that expression, your suffering is our suffering, your joy is our joy, your house is our house. And through that experience of togetherness, we hope that we can deepen that spirit of togetherness also through recognizing our common martyrs. In fact, I think we believe that through that way of going together, walking together, camminare insieme, as the Pope is repeating it many times, let us walk together, let us pray together, let us collaborate together. So I believe that the Holy Father, since he promised to pray for those who died, also for the families, that it is in fact a recognition, a spiritual recognition of this closeness, that we are deeply united with one another.
In this context, what will be the significance of the meeting of Pope Francis with Pope Tawadros?
So, I felt during the meeting between Paul Tawadros and Cardinal Koch, close to Alexandria, that not only the Coptic Orthodox Church, but all Christians, the whole Muslim community, and in fact, Kul Masr, all Egypt, is waiting for the visit of the Pope, all Egypt. So it is not only a matter of a meeting, an encounter between the two popes, but surely that will be very significant, the continuation of the ecumenical path towards full and visible unity. That will be a very important dimension of the journey of the Pope to Egypt. But also the opportunity for the Holy Father to meet with the Catholic community, because also this can encourage all of us to strengthen the bonds of fraternity and solidarity between all Christians.
My thanks to Monsignor Gabriel Quicke, in charge of Catholic relations with the Oriental Orthodox Churches at the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity.